For more than 2 years, state lawmakers have had an eye on transferring the control of federal lands to Utah. On Wednesday, a House Senate panel heard more than a dozen witnesses describe their frustrations with the feds. Republican Representative Ken Ivory of West Jordan has led the federal lands transfer movement. He says the federal agencies were invited, but Wednesday's hearing was for Utahns.
Well, let's remember where we are. We're in a public hearing for representatives of the people of the state of Utah, right? And so we're hearing from our constituencies all around the state and hearing about the problems that are very, very tremendous in all aspects.
Commissioners from Utah's rural counties and state agency leaders joined the Utah Cattlemen's Association and the Farm Bureau in complaining about federal oversight. They criticized the Endangered Species Act, energy development restrictions, wild horse damage, and what some are calling a U.S. Forest Service water grab. They tallied the cost to Utah school children and communities to be billions of dollars. A representative from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was the only federal government official on hand Wednesday. Marianne Martindale is director of the Alliance for a Better Utah.
The public's left out of it. I mean, the public hears one side of it, and so they hear only what it is that these people who are supporters of taking over public land hear, and the public doesn't have a real full understanding of, first of all, what the issue really is, if it is really indeed legal, and what the options are. There's just no debate to it, and so the public's left out of that.
Lawmakers expect to hear recommendations on the land transfer idea in November. The legislature demanded in a 2012 bill that the feds relinquish control of their Utah holdings by the end of the year. Judy Fays, KUER News.